This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Rob and with me is Finn.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, Finn, you sound very cheerful. So how are you feeling?
Well, I'm good, thanks. Things are going well. Well, I'm here in the studio with you and I'm going on holiday next week and I'm really enjoying this cold weather.
Really?
Mm.
I think it's really miserable outside, but I suppose you're a good example of an optimist, someone who always looks at life from a positive point of view. It's a good thing, Finn. The opposite of an optimist is, of course, a pessimist.
Well, Rob, there is some hope for pessimists because research is taking place to see if people's attitude to life can be switched from negative to positive.
OK, well, I'll drink to that. Now, Finn, here's a glass of lemonade to celebrate.
Thank you.
OK, the only thing is, I'm afraid, it's half empty. There's not much left in there.
Oh, come on. Rob, stop complaining. That's half full. Look, there's still enough to enjoy.
OK, if you say so. We'll explain more about that glass half empty saying shortly. But first, how optimistic are you about getting today's question right?
Extremely positive.
Okay, well, do you know who wrote this famous quote? A pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Now, was it A, Winston Churchill, B, Oscar Wilde, or C, Charles Dickens?
It's a good quote. I'm not sure, but I think I'll say B, Oscar Wilde.
OK, you're sounding very optimistic. And, of course, I'll give you the answer at the end of the programme. So, we are talking about being an optimist or a pessimist. It's not something that can be really easily measured. It's more of a state of mind.
A state of mind is how you think or feel. There are many factors that can influence or affect this. Now, certain events in a person's life, such as someone you know dying or losing your job, can trigger or cause a negative feeling about life.
And people with depression, a medical condition where someone is very unhappy, tend to be pessimistic.
Indeed. But scientists are now looking inside our heads to see what's going on and if there's a way to change how we feel.
A medical journalist and doctor called Michael Mosley has been looking into this. He says our attitude to life, the positive or negative way we view life, affects our personality.
What phrase does he use to describe the importance of optimism and pessimism in our characters?
Our personalities are a complex interaction of character traits that affect behaviour, emotions and ultimately the lives we lead. And one of the fundamental drivers is how optimistic or pessimistic we are. This is also one of the hottest new areas of scientific research.
Okay, so he says one of the fundamental drivers in shaping our personality is how optimistic or pessimistic we are. A fundamental driver means the most important thing that makes something happen.
So our outlook on life drives or shapes our behaviour, our emotions and character traits. Now, traits are the particular qualities that we have. This subject is described as one of the hottest new areas of research. Now, hottest here means the latest and most popular.
And the research may find a way to change people from seeing a glass being half empty to one that's half full.
Well, there's that phrase again. We sometimes say that pessimistic people describe a glass of water or beer as being half empty. So they've already drunk half of it and there's not much left.
But someone who is optimistic, like you, Finn, would view the glass as being half full. There's still half of the drink left to enjoy. So I suppose it really depends on your point of view, how you view things.
And we asked our BBC Learning English audience how full or empty their glass is. What have they been saying?
OK, well, Mariola says, my glass is half full because I'm going on holiday next Friday.
OK. And Raquel says, my glass is always half full because it's the best way to be happy.
But Montran says, my glass is half empty. I'm far away from my family and missing them so much.
Well, maybe scientists will be able to help Montran and others to feel more optimistic about life in the future. Well, Rob, I'm optimistic that I got today's quiz question right.
OK, let's find out. Earlier, I asked you who wrote this famous quote, a pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity, an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty.
I said B. Oscar Wilde.
Sadly, you're wrong.
Oh, no.
It's actually the words of Winston Churchill. OK, that's it for this programme. Do join us again soon for more 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye.
Bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.